Well, as you know, we had a very successful General Assembly. Prior to that, we had had a very successful summit on climate change. This General Assembly was very well attended by 117 heads of state and government, about nine vice presidents and eight deputy prime ministers. So it was very well attended. The main issues were the post-2015 development agenda, which is an ambitious and transformative agenda for the world so that the economies of countries are transformed, and the overarching objective is end eradication of poverty and hunger. And so we are now in the middle of drawing a set of goals that should be achieved under this post-2015 development agenda. The other one was climate change. We hope to be working towards a legally binding agreement in December of next year. So we are talking about how countries can come together to try and make sure that we limit emissions because the world is in danger. We need to really act together.
Based on your meetings and talks with heads of state during the climate summit held at the United Nations last week, did you see the right will to take action on climate change?
Yes, I think there's tremendous appetite now to reach this agreement. I think everybody all over the world realizes that we must do something and time is not on our side. And I could see clearly that leaders, private sector, civil society, we are all involved and are going to be taking a more active role in this climate change issue.
You became the president of the General Assembly at a time where the world is facing multiple crises, including the rise of terrorism in Iraq and Syria, Sudan, Ukraine, to name a few. How do you think you can best impact the situation in your new role, and what is the role of the GA in these crises?
I think what we need to do when we talk about conflicts like confronting terrorism, conflicts within and between countries, I think we need to have a multilateral approach as opposed to a unilateral approach. We should work as one, we should work as the UN, we should work with the support of everybody to make coalitions that can face these conflicts and resolve them peacefully. Or where not peacefully, we act as one with the authorization of the UN Security Council and the UN systems.
Now the death toll of Ebola is rising and the situation doesn't seem to be better. What role can the GA have in the Ebola crisis in West Africa?
First of all, I want to say that last week, the first meeting I held here was to pass a resolution by the General Assembly supporting the Secretary General's initiative to set up a mission in West Africa, a UN mission to coordinate all activities and assistance that is going into those countries to fight Ebola. So I'm happy that we are able to pass that. We had also a resolution from Security Council also calling for the same thing. So I am glad that, yes, the epidemic is serious, but there is concerted action now. And I know that by yesterday, the team had already arrived in Ghana. They had the mission and they were addressing the people in the region. And action is being taken to help the countries.
Sexual identity and its related human rights issues have become the holy debate issues here at the United Nations. What is your take about the necessity of discussing this issue at the United Nations? And will it be on the agenda of the 69th session of the General Assembly?
For example, I have put one of my priorities as empowerment of women and gender equality. I think a lot has been done, but more needs to be done. 20 years this year, we shall be celebrating the Beijing Plan of Action. We want to take stock and see what has been achieved. But violence, we know that violence against women persists. We know that rape in some places is being used as a war instrument. All these things must be eliminated.
What do you bring as an African at the helm of the most democratic body in the world?
Well, we are 54 members of this assembly are Africans, which is a quarter. And Africa has 1 billion people at the moment. And I've been a foreign minister in my country for the last 10 years. I've participated in conflict resolution, development agendas of Africa. And therefore, I bring experience from my own continent. But I also am ready to learn from other continents. But I think it is a question of these experiences and providing leadership.
What should the world and member state expect after 1 year of your tenure?
Well, I hope forward movement. I strongly believe that we should be able to come out with a transformative development agenda. That is crucial and key. In fact, that's why I chose the theme, developing on and implementing a transformative post-2015 development agenda. I think we should come out with an agenda that is going to take the world forward in the next 15 to 20 years. To ensure that we eradicate poverty, to ensure that we end hunger and deal with health, education, and other social issues.